We had an amazing week at Vacation Bible Camp, and we're glad this morning that you get not only a taste of what has happened, but you also get to hear the stories, because many of you have been praying this week for VBC, to hear what God is doing, how God has worked, and how as a church, your partner in our ministry together at Vacation Bible Camp has gone out into the community. Marlene, it takes a lot of work to make this happen, and you and Pastor Jack have done an amazing job getting it ready. How many volunteers did it take to make this week happen?
Overall, with everybody who came in, help out maybe on Friday with the hot dog lunch and everything, we had 42 volunteers.
All right. Now, we know that we're missing about 13 of them.
Yes,
because
sir.
This morning, they are in Michigan on a serve project. Now, to see our partnership, if you've been involved in VBC in some way, helping lead or helping the kitchen or the hot dog or some way, would you just be able to stand so that we can just give thanks to God for you and your work? Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks. You can be seated. 40-some volunteers. And we had a bunch of kids. How many kids did we have this year?
Well, in the end, we ended up with the day that it was the busiest, 80 kids. Yeah. But the first day on that Monday, it was a holiday still. So I was a little bit worried because only 35 kids were here. And we still had an amazing day, but you hope that more kids will come out. Yeah. And then that second day, when so many kids that weren't registered showed up as well, that's just amazing. And that way you can truly see that it's an outreach program and that people will always show up. Mm-hmm. God provides.
Absolutely. As we walk through the week, was there a highlight for you?
There were many highlights because for me, it's the whole planning can be sometimes stressful. There's a lot to do and it takes a lot of headspace. And then we have to do everything with your family. Sometimes gets hard. But when you're here and you're in the moment and you see all those kids, there's so many little things that that are highlights and beautiful moments. But this year it was just, I was tired. It was probably on Wednesday, and I middle of the week is always the hardest. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But I was standing at the front and two little girls came in and they were bouncing off energy, and I said, wow, they're full of energy. And their mom said, yes, they've been up since 7 o'clock because they love to be here. They couldn't wait to come. And for me, that's what it's all about, that those kids come with all that energy just to learn about the love of Christ for them.
Yeah. We're wrapping up VBC right now. Is there something that you want to share with us about this past week?
I just want to share what a blessing it always is to me, but also to all the people that come in. For me, amazing thing to see is that little ones that have grown up through this program are now helping out.
Yeah.
You know, your daughter, my daughter, or one of them, or some of them. I remember when Jackie Schellinger, how she dropped off her daughter this week, and I said, oh, she can be in Annalise and Aileen's group, and she just said to me, Aileen? You mean your Aileen? She's old enough to do this? Yes, she is. And it's just, I just want to share that it doesn't matter how old you are, how where you are in your walk with Christ, you can come in here and help out and be part of this and just learn a lot. Learn a lot. Even if you're a helper, you can still learn a lot about how Jesus rescues.
And I think, you know, not only what you're saying is about, are those kids old enough? That's just, we're thankful for your partnership in the ministry that we do here. Whether we've been through Sunday school or our kids' church, the nursery, through GEMS and Boys Club, that's all led to the place where these kids want to get engaged because they see how you as a congregation are not only praying but encouraging and engaging in ministry here.
Absolutely.
Which is just a great thing. And
yes.
Just want to share one highlight for me, and then I'll let you wrap our time up, is actually two little highlights. One is a little girl who had a hard time settling, but when she came in, to see her dance. And the ultimate highlight for me was not one, but two, but three kids at the end of every day, Marlene would invite one of the kids to come up and pray. And almost every time, the kid goes, I don't know how to pray. Mm-hmm. And to see you walk with a child to ease them into being able to know how to pray, for me, that just made my heart sing, because what an opportunity to get kids to engage in the story of Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. What, like you're saying, just being able to teach a little kid how to pray, and that it's not scary or difficult. You can just keep it simple, but he will listen anyway. So yeah. Thank you. Okay, so that's it.
It's time for Bible discovery.
Yes, yeah, there we go.
Every morning, for every 20 minutes or so, children would move from station to station, and I got the privilege of trying to tell the Bible story to children. Now, I'm not going to read the passage of the day that we're going to, but I'm going to tell you the story, and I suspect you'll get it. Because if I were to read you the passage, oh, I made a mistake. We need to have our video spotlight before I go on. All right.
Today's Bible story takes place at night. After a special dinner, Jesus and a few of his friends went to a garden. Jesus wanted to pray to God, his Father. Jesus asked his friends to wait while he went a short distance away to pray. Jesus knew he was going to be arrested and killed. He was in anguish as he prayed to God.
My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine.
His friends struggled to stay awake. After Jesus prayed, he returned to his friends and found them asleep. He woke them up and asked them to keep watch and pray. Then Jesus prayed a second time.
My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done.
His friends still struggled to stay awake. After Jesus prayed, he returned to his friends and found them asleep again. This even happened a third time. Then Jesus woke up his friends, saying,
"The time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners."
A crowd of men armed with swords and clubs came into the garden looking for Jesus. Judas, one of the disciples, pointed Jesus out to the soldiers. The men grabbed Jesus and arrested him.
"There he is! Arrest him!"
Jesus' friends struggled to defend him. One of Jesus' friends grabbed a sword and slashed off the ear of the high priest's slave. Jesus said,
"Put away your sword. Don't you realize that I could ask my Father for thousands of angels to protect us, and he would send them instantly?"
Then he touched the slave's ear and instantly healed him.
"He's healed! Look at his ear! Jesus fixed his ear!"
When the men took Jesus away, all his friends ran away. They were scared. So many people struggled in this story. We'll find out more tomorrow. Meanwhile, we can remember that
when you struggle,
Jesus rescues. Every morning for about 20 minutes, I got to talk to the children, and I'm not going to read it to you, as I said, because today's passage covers two chapters in the book of Luke. It covers 110 verses. So I'll spare you reading me reading 110 verses. And so we would begin, and the children would sit, and they would gather, and I would begin every morning with the theme. And today we would have said, "When you struggle,
Jesus rescues.
What does it mean, I would ask? What does it mean to struggle? And we would ask the kids, and I would have to look it up in the dictionary, but it said it means to make your way through difficulty or struggle. And so the kids would be gathered with their leaders, and we would ask, what are some things that you struggle with? Maybe we struggle trying to fit in at school. Maybe we struggle to do our chores. Maybe we struggle being coordinated. Maybe we struggle with a bully. Maybe we struggle making friends. Or maybe we struggle like that soccer team trying to get out of a cave. See, in the story that video just shared a little bit about, there were lots of people that were struggling. In fact, it all began in an upper room. It all began with a dinner. Jesus knew it would be the last dinner. Nobody else knew, but Jesus knew it was going to be their last meal together. And he was already struggling in his heart and in his mind of what was going to happen over the next number of days. And then they make their way out of the dinner. And they go to a garden. Jesus is so overwhelmed. He needs to pray. When you struggle, rescues. And we're invited to take a moment and to come and to pray. And that's exactly what Jesus does. Is Jesus goes away and he prays. Does anyone remember what he asked his disciples to do? Yeah, Jared. He asked them to stay awake and to pray for a little bit. Jesus was only going to be gone about an hour. I think it would be okay to sit and stay awake, don't you? But Jesus came back. And does anybody remember what happened? Does anyone remember? You guys remember? They fell asleep. And Jesus came and he said, could you guys not even stay awake for an hour? I wasn't gone that long. And so Jesus says, I'm going to pray again. Sit and keep watch. And Jesus was struggling so much that it said an angel came to comfort Jesus. And he comes back. And who wants to guess that they fell asleep again? They did, right? They fell asleep again, absolutely. And then Jesus went off and he prayed again. And this time he's so overwhelmed that he begins to sweat like drops of blood. Ever had a bloody nose? Or remember we talked about if you cut your finger and you would watch the blood drip off? It was so thick. He was so overwhelmed with emotion that he was just sweating. But Jesus comes back, and the disciples are asleep again. And he begins to wake them, and you can hear it, can't you? You hear footsteps. Not one or two, but lots of footsteps. They marched in unison, and there were lights or torches coming. Maybe we should go see what's happening. Maybe we should run. Maybe we should hide. Maybe we should take off. We need a plan. Or maybe we could join arms and we could protect them from seeing Jesus. What do you think we should do? But there, you can already hear them. Give us Jesus. Where is Jesus? That's who we want. But you remember there? They're leading the crowd. It was a guy named Judas. He was one of us. He was a follower of Jesus. What's going on? That's not the way it's supposed to be. Jesus could have escaped. He could have gotten away, but he chose not to. And there Judas comes and Judas kisses Jesus. Remember what the Bible said? That the one who would kiss Jesus would betray him? And that's what Judas did. And it fulfilled everything that the Bible had said. The disciples got it. They were coming for Jesus. They were coming to arrest him. They understood what it was going to mean. We got to do something. They just can't take our Messiah. And then Peter had an idea. And Peter grabbed, remember that sword out of one of the soldiers? And he cuts off the ear of the high priest's servant. And Jesus stops him and he says, there's no more room for this. Stop! And he grabs the man's ear from the ground and he places it back on the side of his face. And the man was healed and everyone was amazed. Do you remember this is all about struggling? And it reminds us that when you struggle,
Jesus
rescues. And he goes to his disciples and he says, don't you remember? If my Father wanted to save me, he could have sent a million angels and I could be free. But what has just happened? What Judas just did, what happened in the garden, needed to happen so that everything that was predicted in the Old Testament would come true. The crowd, they struggled. The soldiers struggled. And Jesus comes to them and he says, have I been so outrageous? Have I been so difficult that you need to come with clubs and swords? I mean, if you really wanted to arrest me, just show up in the temple. You knew I was going to be there. And then there was the high priest's slave. He struggled because his ear was gone and it needed to be healed. We gathered the children around again and we asked them, why did Judas need to betray Jesus? Why did Jesus allow himself to be arrested? Why did the disciples all run away? I think in our passage this morning, in our story with the kids, that we understand what it means to struggle. We understand, like Jesus, what it means to struggle when you're dealing with a situation that you and I can't bear, that you and I can't deal with on our own. We know what it's like to struggle with the disciples, and sometimes, like the disciples, we can betray and reject a good friend. We can walk away from a difficult situation. We can struggle to protect those that we need to protect because they deserted him, right? We understand what it's like to struggle like the high priest's servant or slave. But we can also begin to understand what it would be like for Jesus, who experienced the greatest struggle of all. Have you ever been in a situation that you can't change? Have you ever been in a situation where you can't undo something? Where you can't save yourself? Maybe this morning we're thinking about those soccer players caught in a cave who can't save themselves. Maybe we're thinking about some struggles at home that we can't change. Or maybe we begin to think about school and how hard it is and we don't like it because there's nothing that we can do about it. And so we would get the kids to gather together and ask them to share, and some did, about some struggles that they're going through in life and where they can look to for hope. And then we reaffirm that good message of when you struggle,
Jesus,
you see, here's the good news, and here's the rest of the story that took 2 days to tell. the good news and the great story is that Jesus did come to rescue. The good and exciting news is that Jesus would fulfill what his Father had asked him to do. And Jesus would allow himself to be arrested, although he was innocent. He would allow himself to be brutally attacked by the soldiers. He would allow himself to ultimately go to the cross for you and I. Because what he does, and this is the most exciting, this was day four, is that Jesus dies on the cross for you and I. Because while we were powerless, while we were alone, while we struggled, Jesus rescued. And Jesus ultimately rescues us from all of our sin, and he delivers us. And so no matter what happens in life, and things will happen in life, we want the children, and we would like all of us this morning to remember that when we struggle, Jesus will always be there. He will always provide a way. He will always provide people to enter into your story, in my story, that we would be able to find grace and strength to deal with whatever we're going through. And the exciting news continues, is that not only did Jesus die, but Jesus rose again. Jesus ascended into heaven. He poured out his Holy Spirit. And we explained a little bit about what that meant. But he also said he's coming back one day to take us to be with him. And so what we hope that the children remember that day is that when you struggle, Jesus rescues. And then we simply invited the kids to come back that next week. Would you pray with me? Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for the excitement to be able to tell the life-changing power of the gospel to children this week. Lord, we thank you for children that have heard it for the very first time. We want to give you thanks this morning for the deep questions of faith that the kids asked this weekend, Lord, for they're not wanting the simple answers, but really trying to seek clarity to some of the questions of life. And we just thank you for their openness and their transparency and the honesty. We thank you for the seeds of faith that had been planted in some of the children already and were being nurtured and watered and developed as the kids came all week long. And Lord, we thank you that how each and every day you showed up. As we called them God sightings, we could tell you stories of kids' lives being touched in mighty and powerful ways. And sometimes for us as leaders, I think we were even more blessed. And so, Lord, we want to give you thanks for this VBC program that just we are now wrapping up. And, Lord, we just pray that you would cause the fruit that has been scattered this week to grow and to blossom, for the questions to continue, and for the journey of faith just to continue on. And, Lord, we thank you that you are the one who rescues. And that when we're alone, when we're afraid, when we're worried, when we're powerless, that you are the one who rescues. And Lord, as we think of that rescuing, we want to pray specifically, Lord, for that soccer team trapped in that cave and the rescuers who are leading them out. We want to just pray for safety for those rescue teams, and Lord, that they would be able to get all the boys out of that cave. And Lord, that they, as they get checked out, and some of them will probably need medical treatment, Lord, that they would be able to return to full health. Lord, we thank you that you are the one who watches over us and leads us and guides us. Lord, we want to pray for John and Nell as they begin their new life together in Oakville. We just pray for an easy and a smooth transition. We pray for just a blessing on that part of their new life, Lord. And as they look not only to readjusting but a new community of faith, Lord, we just pray that that would transition easily and smoothly for them, Lord, that they would continue to grow in their faith and be able to use their gifts in mighty and powerful ways. And Lord, we want to thank you for that gift of using our faith. And Lord, we just want to pray for that our serve team in Muskegon, Michigan. We just want to pray for them, Lord, that you would use them, that you would strengthen and enrich their faith, that you would protect them not only spiritually but physically from any harm. And Lord, that you would use them to bless the city of Muskegon. And Lord, that through their work, through their witness, through their words, Lord, there may be a lasting legacy to the story of God that is left behind. And Lord, that you would just watch over them and that you would keep them safe. And Lord, as we continue to do your work here, Lord, we just pray that you would continue to use Community Church to be a blessing in this world. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for, again, for all the kids that could come and make our VBC program amazing this week. In your name we pray. Amen.